News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says parents must help ensure that the tablets distributed under the pilot Tablets in Schools program are used for the intended purpose. The Prime Minister says the tablets should be used as a catalyst for educational advancement.
I want to encourage the parents to get into the habit of using the tablets as well. I want to warn the children against posting things on YouTube. These tablets are for educational purposes, nothing else. And I'm going to warn the parents to monitor your children, what they have or put on these tablets.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller was speaking at the handing over of tablets to students at the Haile Selassie High School in Kingston Monday. 162 fewer murders have been recorded in Jamaica up to September this year, compared with the same period last year. National Security Minister Peter Bunting says statistics indicate that the crime rate has been trending downwards over the last 5 years.
But sometimes we want to give up on Jamaica. We think, boy, crime is just high and there's nothing we can do. But the truth is, we have been making some steady headway over the last 5 years. Up to last week Sunday, we had gone 708. In fact, up to this morning at 6 a.m., we had 47 murders for September, which is less than half of what we had for September last year. But year to date, we've had 162 fewer murders than we had in 2013.
The minister was speaking on Sunday at a First Responders and Violence Interrupters training course and forum under the Unite for Change initiative in St. Anne. Newly appointed Commissioner of Police, Dr. Carl Williams, says he will be intensifying initiatives to improve relations between the police and citizens in the fight against crime. He says the members of the force from all ranks will be going out into communities as they seek to partner with residents.
We will go out, people in khaki, we'll go out with the Red Seam Police at the local divisions and stations.
Yes.
And go into town hall meetings. We're going to be doing a whole lot of that. I will be there.
Dr. Williams was speaking in a recent interview on the JIS television program Issues and Answers. Over $5 million US is being invested in the construction of a business process outsourcing BPO facility in Port Morrison, Catherine. An agreement has been signed between the University College of the Caribbean, UCC, and Portmore Holdings Limited for the development of the facility. Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Paulwell says the partnership is in line with the government's strategic priority of facilitating job creation and economic growth.
I want to commend all the partners. This is indeed historic, and it shows that for Jamaica to go forward, it is going to require not only government, not only the learning institutions. It's going to require our business people, our financial institutions, everybody to push in one direction, because the world out there has opportunities that Jamaica can suitably meet.
The initiative will see the creation of thousands of jobs during the construction and startup phases. And the private sector is being urged to support training and employment of persons with disabilities. Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer says this is important if members of the community are to meaningfully contribute to national development. He adds that this is part of Vision 2030 Jamaica, which seeks to create an inclusive society for all.
And this is why the ministry will continue the implementation of a long-term disability action plan, which will provide support to vulnerable persons with disabilities. The groundwork has been laid with the passage recently of the National Disability Bill, an inclusive social services, child protection and targeted service provisions are all part of this legislation.
Minister Kellyer was speaking at the groundbreaking ceremony for the Early Stimulation Program in Portland Wednesday. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Arroyo Eubanks.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.